getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Man, I tell you what, we're in trouble this week. All I've done is play the theme song and I've already run out of counter space in here. Yipes! Here we go, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. We're together, we're doing this, and playing the records on a record player. Always great, old-time records. Always records on the show. That's why you know they're all old-time oldies, because they're all records. So it's a scary thing sometimes. I was just thinking, we have not had a record that skipped on the show in a long, 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 long time. And now that I've said that, I probably cursed it, and something's going to go wrong today. But we will find out. For those of you keeping score... And I figured out I need to do this now. This is program number 226. So stations who need to know this sort of thing, 226. I write this stuff down. I type it, actually, but sometimes I typo it, and it makes no sense, or I forget how to count. It's terrible. Anyway, we better get the show rolling. That's what I think. What do you say we start out with somebody I don't think's ever been on the show? I have Roger Mueller's orchestra and trumpet. He's bragging about the fact he owns a trumpet. It's Roger Miller, King of the Road. No, Roger Mueller. It's his orchestra. Like, he's paying these cats, right? And he's rounded them up. And it's his trumpet. He wants you to, it's not a loaner or anything. It's his trumpet. And this is the Round and Round Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Roger Mueller's orchestra and trumpet there, the Round and Round Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, polka music every week here on the radio or the webcast or the podcast or the download or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the show this week. Glad to have you with us. Here's another one I think we've never had on the show. Ted Tylicki and his orchestra. That's what I think it is, T-Y-L-I-C-K-I, Tylicki, don't you think? Seems reasonable to me anyway. This is the La La Polka. Cow, I think we're going to give them bonus points for enthusiasm in that one. Ted Tylicki and the orchestra there, the La La Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, obviously, we have heard Marv Herzog and his various groups on the show many, many times over the last several years. And I just found a little Marv Herzog medley that I never knew I had, never played this one before. And I can't read the little bitty words on the label from here, but if I remember right, no, maybe I don't remember right now. What was the first song? Oh, the TikTok Polka, I believe. And then Just Because, I think. And then North, South, East, West Polka. All together in one convenient little medley. It's like three songs with one record. How convenient is that? Here's Marv Herzog.
Tick, tick, tick-tock goes the clock on the wall as we're dancing the evening away. Tick, tick, tick-tock goes my heart with the clock beating time while the music is gay. Tick, tick, tick-tock is the rhythm they play and I know it won't make me feel blue. Tick, tick, tick-tock goes my heart with the clock beating time while I'm dancing with you.
Something that nobody else has got. It caused me to spend have to call me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, because, just because.
There you go, nifty little medley from Marv Herzog and the gang here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and glad you're along with us. Got kind of a sad but yet special record coming up here in a second on the Oompa Hour. But before I get to that, I do want to talk about World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay them a visit if you happen to find yourself in the area, or perhaps you would like to come on purpose, you know, like make it a destination. You could do that too. 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. Musical concerts, events, jam sessions, all sorts of stuff, educational opportunities, paperwork, stuff you could study, history, background, beautiful concert hall, accordion and technician repair school, beautiful gift shop. Check them out. It's worldofaccordions.org. You can find them online. And, of course, pay them a visit, Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin, right by Duluth, Minnesota, right there. We call that the Twin Ports on Lake Superior. It launches you up the north shore of Lake Superior. You can see lighthouses, hiking trails, waterfalls, amazing stuff. Great area to visit. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org, all right? Now I got to get my notes here. I have notes for the show today. Because this may not even be somebody that y'all know out there in the land. But around here, up in the Iron Range of northern Minnesota, a lot of people knew the Reverend Father Frank Perkovich. Indeed, and maybe you've heard his name. He passed away here a few days ago, and he's the Catholic priest who gained fame by popularizing the Polka Mass. Now, perhaps even where you are, if you're not here in Minnesota, you're familiar with the Polka Mass. According to his oral history, they called him Father Perk. Father Frank Perkovich was born in Chisholm, Minnesota in 1928, ordained to the priesthood in 1954. Celebrated his first Polka Mass May 5th of 1973 at Resurrection Church in Eveleth, Minnesota, where he was pastor at the time. Even though he says that those closest to him were dubious of the idea, he says, and I'm quoting, "My mother begged me not to do it. She said, 'My son, what will people say?'" Well, apparently they said it was a pretty good idea. And he didn't invent the Polka Mass. It was actually done a year before by Father George Belasco. Had done a polka mass in Ohio a year before Father Perkovich did it, but Perk took it to a new level, connected with a band from Joe Veck, and they combined traditional melodies with religious lyrics, many of which composed or adapted by Veck's mom, Mary. And it proved to be pretty popular. They did an album, Songs and Hymns from the Polka Mass. It says here that album has probably been the most widely sold polka album of the last 50 years. According to the president of the National Cleveland-Style Polka Hall of Fame, to which Father Perk was inducted in 2012, they say it sold over 100,000 copies. They did a second album, more songs from the Polka Mass, and sold a bunch of those. Perkovich was a big part of the polka community, even assisted at the funeral of Frank Yankovic in 1998. Perkovich, who was retired from active priesthood, went on to author a book about his experiences entitled Dancing a Polka to Heaven. And even after he retired around these parts anyway, people were still yanking him out of retirement, convincing him to do their weddings, their funerals, their baptisms and whatnot. Real popular guy. And made a huge success, really, out of doing what they call a polka mass. And I thought it only appropriate that I pull out one of my Father Frank Perkovich polka mass albums and give one of the records a spin. And if you're not Catholic, have no connection with being Catholic, the songs may not seem that familiar to you. But just imagine whatever your denomination may be, your church music set to an old time music song. Sometimes they would adapt the lyrics to existing songs, and I don't know, it was a very popular thing anyway. So here's Father Perk with Joe Veck and the rest of the band, and this is Glory Glory, done up polka mass style. There you go, Father Frank Perkovich, along with Joe Veck and the band there, and Glory Glory from the Polka Mass. More songs hymns from the Polka Mass. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Man, there's a legend. Father Frank Perkovich passing away a few days ago. All right, there we go. Back to the Oompa Hour. We've got records to play, things to do. What are we? We're only like a third of the way through the show. We got all kinds of time here. How about Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra? That's what it says on the record anyway. Most people associate this song with Grandpa Jones, remember, from Hee Haw. But this also makes a great old-time song, that good old Mountain Dew.
Down the road from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And if that refuses it or few, well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, our cousin Mark, he's sawed off and short. Now he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it or few. Well, they shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it or few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, Warren rode by in his old Ford so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it or few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra, that good old Mountain Dew. And this is Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldies show, where we all gather around the record player once a week and sit here and spin great old-time records on the show. So glad to have you along with us for another show anyway. Haven't played a Hank Thenander record in a while, and today we're going to put an end to that dilemma. This is Hank Thenander and the Big Deal Polka.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Hank Thunander, that's the Big Deal Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Your old-time oldie show, make room now for Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra, and I love to polka.
A dance one night, it was like a dream. There I met a girl so sweet and charming like a queen. She was blonde, she had blue eyes, I could plainly see. When I asked her for a dance, she smiled and danced with me.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her.
Well, there you go, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra, and I Love to Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we dig back a ways for this next one, I'm telling you what. Stanley Pulaski and his orchestra. And I guess in today's world, you would probably say this song is not necessarily politically correct. Yeah, you might say that. This is the Ten Little Indians Polka.
Mm-hmm.
Stanley Pulaski and his orchestra there, the Ten Little Indians Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And they don't make them like that anymore, do they? Well, this is weird. I'm sitting here, you know, and I got 45s, and they're in these record sleeves. And obviously the sleeves were at some time used for other records, because little jukebox strips have been falling out of some of them and landing here on the console in front of me. And it's weird. You know jukebox strips, right? Those little things that go in the windows of a jukebox where the numbers and the buttons are that tell you what the names of the songs are, those little red and white strip dealies. See, here I have one for Satin Doll and Hello Dolly by Brad Swanson. I have one for My Ding-a-Ling and Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry. I have one for the new You Name It Polka by the Lukowski Brothers. And, oh, there's another one for Satin Doll by Brad Swanson. So they're just falling out of these sleeves, and they land here, and I just kind of let them accumulate. I don't have any of the actual records. There are different songs were in the record sleeves. But anyway, I guess that's the way it goes. Don Peachy and the orchestra, here's to you, Polka. It's Don Peachy and his orchestra and the Here's to You Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I guess we already played one record that was slightly politically incorrect. I guess we could play another one now that's slightly naughty, don't you think? You think we can get away with that? I think we can. This is the Oompa Hour. We can get away with just about anything. Every time I hit a Pela Brothers record, I know it's going to be something interesting. And, oh, look at that. Wait a minute. Time out. There's a girl going by on an aqua and white scooter down the street out here. Wait a minute. I have never seen it. It looks like one of those. Is that a Vespa? How cute is that? I'm sorry. I'm easily distracted. I just glanced out the window and this little aqua-colored and white scooter was going by on the road. All right. Little distraction there. Let's get back to the music. Pela Brothers. Right. Every time you see one of their records, most of the time it's going to be turning out to be something a little unusual. A little different, and here they are. Remember back in the 70s when streaking was the big thing? Ray Stevens had a big record called The Streak. People be streaking graduations and concerts and football games. Streaking is when you run naked through the thing where there's a bunch of people and you hope you don't get caught. This is the Streaker Polka.
Streaker, I'm a naked hide-and-seeker. What I do is so unique. Though I'm not the fairest, I don't get embarrassed when I show off my physique. I can streak so fast the cops can't catch my... I show them the other cheek. Come on, all you peekers, won't you join the streakers? Be as proud as you can be. Now stop all your staring, take off what you're wearing, show off your anatomy. Just keep your composure through this new exposure, come and streak along with me. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suits, yeah! If you're sitting there and you will take my dare, then stand up and listen to me. Don't be such a pooper, streaking is so super, you can streak if you hang loose. Now you're in the mood for dancing in the nude, so dance this tune, then shoot the moon. If you're bravely thinking about going streaking, there's just one thing you should know. Watch out for the coppers, they'll say it's not proper to be caught without your clothes. Your nerve will be tested when you get arrested, so don't streak if you're too slow. Oh, this streaking makes you feel so free. You are doing what comes naturally. Fat or skinny, no one gives a hoot. Let's go streaking in our birthday suits, yeah!
I do not recommend it. Streaker, Polka, Pala Brothers on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, I realize we have not played a Lil Wally record in a really long time. And Lil Wally made, like, almost as many records as anybody else. I don't think, when you go through your handfuls of old-time records, there's a few acts where there's a lot of records, like Whoopi John, a lot of records, Six Fat Dutchmen, a lot of records, Frankie Yankovic, a lot of records, Mountains of 45s, and another one who's right up there, if not even more prolific, was Lil Wally. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys had his own JJ record label. Be happy and gay with JJ was the slogan. That was back before that could have had another meaning. Anyway, and we always try to get a waltz in every show, so I thought, hey, we could do a Lil Wally record that's a waltz and kill two birds with one stone, which seems like a terribly cruel thing to do. There's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys and Night After Night.
Night after night, alone, hearing that tick-tock toll, waiting for my true love, the one I call my own. Waiting for my true love, the one I call my own. Since she's not coming here, I will surprise my dear. To my true love I'll go, see the one I love so. To my true love I'll go, see the one I love so. Along the window side, I'll peek and sorta hide. She will be so surprised to see me in her eyes. She will be so surprised to see me in her eyes, looking above the sill for my love, for my thrill. Now I see in her arms a new love and new charm. Now I see in her arms a new love and new charm. My heart is beating fast. How could I ever last? She broke my heart in two by loving someone new. She broke my heart in two by loving someone new.
Little Wally there and the Harmony Boys, Night After Night. That fulfills our waltz requirements here on the show this week. And also gets a waltz in there. Yeah, gets a waltz. And fills the need to have played a Little Wally record. It's been a long time. The Roy Graham Combo is up next. I always want to say orchestra, but it's the Roy Graham Combo, so I imagine it's not quite as big as an orchestra. And Roy plays the organ, and they put together this very rousing version of the Beer Barrel Polka. I'm telling you, that's a rousing version. Can you imagine the organ player at a baseball game doing that? That's pretty enthusiastic. The Roy Graham Combo there in the Beer Barrel Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Of course, typical summer day here in northern Minnesota. I used to always do the weather report, but I notice I don't talk about it unless it's crummy. You know, like when it was raining for like 2 weeks or when it was 25 below zero. And then I usually complain that it's 90 degrees in the studio or it's 60 degrees in the winter. It's terrible. And it's been perfect the last few days. I have nothing to complain about. I'll try to think of something. And while I do that, you can listen to the Impalas do the Polish and Proud Polka.
I'm Polish and I'm proud to be in America where everybody's free. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. Oh.
tie are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. In America, where everybody's free, we spread peace and love with Polish songs and our melodies. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. We spread peace and love with Polish songs and our melodies. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be.
The Impalas there, Polish and proud. It's Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and the Jerry Dustal Orchestra coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, got a few more songs to slip into the Oompa Hour yet this week. Jerry Dustal and his orchestra, and I don't know, we're coming up with all the weird ones today. This is the My Fanny Polka.
Thank you. When she met the handsome lifeguard, she started on the main. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
I found the seats alone in the back row. When she saw the handsome usher, she was just as sweet as cake. Oh, he tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
Fanny, fanny, why don't you shake? Oh, I tried to shake my fanny, but my fanny wouldn't shake.
The Jerry Dustall Orchestra and my Fanny Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I have the Andrews Sisters here. They had a huge hit with the Bear Barrel Polka, but we already played that by the Roy Graham combo a little bit ago. So now we have to play the other side of the Andrews Sisters record, which was the Pennsylvania Polka. And this is an oldie. This record's a little fuzzy around the edges. But here you go. Sing with. I know you know the words.
Strike up the music. The band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. Quickly gone, sweet romancing. This goes on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to dance again. Strike up the music, the band has begun. Pennsylvania polka. Pick up your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's fun to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Everybody gets up quickly gone. We eat romancing. This goes on and on and on until the dawn. Gay with laughter, they're happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to kiss again.
In the fun, and it's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
Well, There you go, the Andrew Sisters there, Pennsylvania Polka, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Man, I tell you what, I was thinking I was going to be able to sneak another song in here. That is not going to work out. The old clock on the wall says, don't try it, Buster! So I guess I won't. I'll get to work pulling the records for next week's show, because we'll, of course, be doing this again in just a few days.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.